ruling on President Biden's loan forgiveness plan. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. A federal judge based in Texas has ruled President Biden's plan to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt is unconstitutional and must be vacated. Judge Mark Pittman, who was appointed by former President Trump, made the ruling in a suit backed by the Job Creators Network Foundation on behalf of two borrowers. The plan had already been temporarily blocked by a federal appeals court. At least two people in Florida have died after what is now Tropical Storm Nicole came ashore this morning.
It finally made landfall right in between Vero Beach and Fort Pierce. Now, this was the first November hurricane in nearly 40 years. That's how rare it is. Anywhere between 3 and 8 inches of rain poured on Florida throughout the day. At South Patrick Shore near Cape Canaveral, at least one wind gust reached 90 miles an hour. The worst damage happened around Daytona Beach. Major beach erosion, collapsing several coastal homes and threatening others. Some left precariously perched on what's left of their sandy foundation.
Fox is still kidding in Brevard County. Officials in Volusia County, northeast of Orlando, say building inspectors had declared 24 hotels and condos in Daytona Beach Shores and New Smyrna Beach to be unsafe and ordered their evacuations. Votes still being counted in Nevada as one race is still very close.
On the Senate side here, the Democrat incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto is currently trailing her Republican challenger Adam Laxalt. Cortez Masto's team believe that the way the votes are breaking here in Clark County in particular, she can fairly easily bridge that gap. They believe she will bridge that gap and she will emerge as the victor.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Las Vegas. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's projected that Republicans will gain control of the House with a slim margin. If that happens, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is expected to run for Speaker, but he may have an uphill climb.
The smaller the majority for Kevin McCarthy, the bigger the headache. McCarthy was emphatic about his chances over the summer. McCarthy also predicted the GOP would win a majority of more than 5 seats. It's about the math. If Republicans wind up with, say, 223 seats, that means McCarthy can only lose a handful of votes. That's because the Speaker needs an outright majority of the entire House, 218. He failed to become Speaker in 2015 after John Boehner resigned. Some Republicans were looking for a reason to oppose McCarthy. This became the moment which sank McCarthy's bid for Speaker.
Fox's Chad Pergram. A satellite intended to improve weather forecasting and an experimental inflatable heat shield to protect spacecraft entering atmospheres has been launched into space from California. The Marines celebrating a birthday.
The Marine Corps Band celebrated 247 years of the service branch's founding.
We commemorate all the Marines who came before us. We celebrate all the Marines who are yet to come.
Commandant of the United States Marine Corps, General David Berger, hosting a wreath-laying ceremony at the United States Marine Corps War Memorial. The Marine Corps was established by a resolution in 1775 from the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia. Another popular tradition on the Marine Corps birthday, a cake-cutting ceremony where the cake is sliced with a Mameluke sword, which represents the branch's first overseas expedition. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Stocks were their biggest gains in 2 years after new figures showed inflation cooled in October. The Dow gained 1,201 points. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.